Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Rootscast. I'm Jeff Daverman, the creator of Root Concepts, owner of Infamous Network, and we are here discussing the ideas behind Root Concepts and how it applies to the lives of our fan base, the people that we work with, and the folks who love what we do and want to use our artwork to express themselves and succeed in their own artistic endeavors.
All right, hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Rootscast. I'm Drew Tracy, the marketing coordinator here at Root Concepts, here of course with Jeff Daverman.
What's up?
And today we're going to be talking about an issue that I keep bumping into personally, and it's kind of an issue of what do you do as an artist when you want to market yourself or even make money on your art to be able to, you know, kind of like expand yourself and grow your fan base or whatever it is your goal is.
All right. Well, thanks, Drew. And I just want to give a shout out to Dubskin for doing our theme song, Soon See the Light. Love that. So we're sticking with that. And also just wanted to mention that we are a year into the podcast. So we're starting year two here and love the topic today, art and marketing. How do you stay true to yourself as a creative and still make your work something that you can make a little bit of an income from.
So yeah, let me touch on a sensitive topic here, because sales and marketing go hand in hand. And a lot of people hear the word sales and they really get scared of that word specifically. You know, a lot of people get scared of it because, you know, they think that sales is this dirty word that you're pushing your work or you're pushing your product on people. And it's a real pushy, you know, outward thing that people don't like, you know. So in your experience, Jeff, how have you run into that? Did you ever have the issue of, well, here I go, I got to sell my art now to make a living? Or was it just kind of a natural progression for you?
Well, it kind of started with passion, just being an artist in my 20s and wanting to take my ideas and put them out into the world was something that I was very driven to do since I was really young. And so honestly, when we first started the business, we didn't really think about it that way at all. We were just determined to take the ideas that we, you know, had been open to the inspiration for and kind of channel them through our own creativity and put them out there. So there, a lot of what we had to do, we actually kind of had to learn the hard way. And, you know, what's interesting is there's this great TED Talk by this gentleman, Simon Sinek. It's called Start With Why. And he says something that I think is really pertinent. He says that people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And so what I can say about my own personal experience and my own business is essentially, that is how it started. It started because John and I were passionate about putting ideas out in the world to make positive change and to encourage creative and critical thinking. And it was all about the why. It was all about why we were doing it. And the fact that it was just something that was a silkscreen sticker, you know, it was just kind of a conduit for the ideas. And again, we decided to do stickers because it was a really easy thing for anyone who is inspired by it to take it and have it represent them. As we continued the business, we really recognized the importance of branding. And anybody who kind of looks back through the archives and looks back in the early days of our business, which, you know, we celebrated our 20th anniversary last year, so I had a chance to look through a bunch of that stuff. And we were kind of a mess with our branding when we first started. And as much as, you know, it had a real grassroots feel, and as much as it was something that I think that was endearing to a lot of people, we didn't really start to become successful commercially, say, until we pulled together our branding, and we actually came up with logos that we maintain the consistency with, and kind of came up with color schemes and patterns, and then reinforced those things through all of our marketing, including even like the headers on our displays, and of course through our catalogs and flyers, but even into, you know, branding our envelopes and branding, of course, our website and all of that, having that be something that kind of went across all the platforms, I think, is what allowed our fan base to recognize and understand our work as a cohesive thing, as a cohesive line, let's say.
Yeah, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. So, I mean, these days, you know, a lot of the younger generation and even, you know, early millennials understand branding because it's just all around us, you know. The celebrity brands, you know, you can go on Facebook, create a Facebook page, and you instantly have a brand per se. Now, while that's true, you know, it really does take a lot of time, work, and energy to kind of create and expand on that brand and to not give up on it. So, I mean, you've been in business like, you know, over 25 years. So here's really the question that a lot of people have. How do you go from, if you're an absolute beginner artist in terms of business and selling your art, you've done the work, you've got the skills, you think your art's really good. Should your main motivation be to go to market with that art, or should the main motivation continue to be how do I create something that's meaningful to me first? Because the issue in marketing always is you're supposed to attach a customer to a product. And if you think of it that way, that's the big issue, I think, in a lot of people's minds. It's the idea that they're creating something for sales to be sold to someone, and they're skipping the creative process that is meaningful to them. So can you speak on that at all?
Yeah, really good question. So what I would say about that is this. Through my career, I've taken great pride in being an independent artist and putting artwork in the world that I can stand behind and have integrity with. Frankly, I don't put artwork out in the world unless it meets that bar. At the same time, you have to be able to create things that are actually marketable. You have to be able to have ideas that resonate in a marketplace and to a target market. And that is a really, really tricky balance to strike. And so look, I mean, I have my sticker line that John and I started, Root Concept Stickers, that is the thing that is the most commercial thing that we do, right? We have these little displays that we have in stores all around the country. And of course, we sell them online and through Etsy and everything else too. And when I think about a sticker that I want to put out into the world, that certainly is part of my calculation. Is this going to be marketable, and who is it going to be marketable to? And thankfully, you know, with the line that we've created, we've been able to have enough designs that have really resonated and succeeded out in the marketplace. But I will go on to say too that, you know, I've put a lot of designs out in the world, stickers specifically, that, you know, are not bestsellers or didn't really sell at all, right? I mean, there's a significant portion of our line that has been discontinued or been relegated to clearance stickers or whatever. And a lot of the reason why isn't because it wasn't something that I didn't believe in or, you know, passionate about or felt like could be something that would be marketable in the marketplace. But for whatever reason, it just wasn't. And, you know, honestly, like some of the stickers that I've made that are kind of the little more slower seller ones or those, you know, that are not necessarily the best sellers, the ones that necessarily put food on my table, but they're ideas that I'm passionate about. And so because I have enough best-selling designs that I can include some of those other ideas, when I see those on a car or stuck somewhere, honestly, that gives me just an kind of an extra sense of satisfaction that I know that this is a design that's not one of our more marketable designs, but it's still a design that resonated with somebody. That feels good every time, I will say. Another part of it is this, right? I do a whole other side of my artwork is abstract art that I call the doodle sphere, and I do the doodle sphere in all different kinds of media, painting and drawing and mixed media, chalk, whatever it may be. And I am able to, because I have large format digital printers, I am able to print those on canvas and on stickers and market those in a way as well. But a lot of that kind of artwork, again, it's less marketable than something that's really, you know, kitschy or mainstream or something that, you know, is, you know, already a riff off of, you know, something that has been, let's say, Disney-fied, for lack of a better term, you know, where, to go back to your original question, you know, how do you hold on to that true sense of being creative and being artistic and being able to put your authentic connection out into the world, not sell out, let's say, have integrity behind it, and still find your target market and still be able to market it and make a profit on it. Ultimately, if you're going to bring it to the marketplace, you want to make a profit on it. You want to sell it for something that you feel good about. There's no question that that is a really, really tall order to be able to do that consistently. Very, very, very few people who are artists are able to successfully do that for a living. There's no doubt about it. You know, I feel really good that, you know, the Root Concepts line has been well enough received where we've been able to do it for over 20 years. But the other part of my business, Custom Sticker Makers, you know, still is what pays most of the bills. And, you know, I have a combination of those things that works, that allows me to be an artist and put artwork out in the world that I feel good about and I feel like is authentic and is unique to me as an artist. And then I also have this, you know, the sticker line too, that, you know, does resonate. A lot of people can relate to these ideas and promote these ideas, you know, as something that they agree with and want to put out into the world. So all in all, it's a really tall order. And I think that the number one thing is this, is that if you're an artist that wants to put your art out there and sell your art, you have to try all different venues, there's all different ways that you can try and reach an audience. The number one thing is that you just can't give up. I mean, what it's taken me is 21 years of day in and day out work to promote what it is I'm trying to do and also promote that in a way that's not necessarily just a shameless promotion, but also in my branding and through my marketing, have the same degree of authenticity and integrity as, you know, is expected with the art that I put out into the world.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, from my perspective, as someone who's not technically an artist, I feel like I'm creative when I need to be. But from my perspective, you know, artists aren't exactly the most, and I don't want to generalize here, but, you know, organized or structured or regimented people, and really pride themselves on that. And I appreciate that too, because my mom's an artist. I come from a family of artists, and I didn't get the drawing or painting gene, unfortunately. But, you know, I think you really hit the nail on the head. You said you're a hard worker. I mean, you work hard day in and day out consistently, and it shows in the amount of art that you've created and that is out there in the world for sale, first of all. And second of all, just the sheer duration of your business, you know, and the profitability of your business as well. You know, we've had private conversations about this just because it's an important topic. You know, how do we kind of get organized and move forward while, you know, of course, still letting the brand be fun and keeping it original and not commercialized. So, you know, those are like, it's the secret sauce. And I think it takes a good combo of being artistic while also having a daily routine, at least to where you can kind of get in your space, in your headspace to create something, you know, on a consistent, regular basis. So
I agree with that. You know, I would just echo that sentiment by saying that for the most part, no artist can do it alone. It's such a tall order. And there's a really tricky aspect to it that is this, right? Is that you get attached to your own artwork in a way, right? It's your own self-expression, and it has meaning to you because you created it. And so that's why I would suggest that having some help, having, well, for instance, Drew, you're one of the ones that helps me, right? You actually help me get organized, and you give me guidance as far as the direction of the branding. You make great suggestions, not just for the Root Concepts line, but for custom sticker makers and all of the branding and everything it takes for that too, which is a whole different thing, you know, of how that business is branded compared to how the Root Concepts are branded. We have different strategies. But one of the things that we're doing for custom sticker makers is actually appealing to artists, right? And giving artists a venue to be able to market their own artwork on stickers. Obviously, we know something about that because that's what I do with my own artwork. And so we love working with other artists. Those are my favorite people to work with and print their custom stickers for them because they can see success doing that. And so that's great. The other part of it too is this idea of now these days with social media, right? There are so many different things that you can do with applications like Instagram and Facebook and whatever, where you can get your word out there. And so much of it these days is this, right? Because of the internet and because of kind of the world we live in today with how prolific entertainment media is, I think that a lot of people these days almost kind of expect to get their art for free. You can go on Instagram and you can scroll the feeds of artists limitlessly and not have to give any of them a penny to appreciate what they do. And so for an artist, the game changes a little bit. From just exposure to actually how do you monetize that? And that's really where the trick is when, you know, why would somebody pay for something when they can get it for free? And what I would say again is this. People who connect with a piece of artwork to the degree where they're actually going to support the artist and buy some physical manifestation of that piece, they do it because they connect with it, and the reason they connect with it is because of the why of why it what it represents to them, right? And so I think that being an artist and on social media, whatever is, you know, you really these days do have to not just be, well, I for one am a visual artist, but you almost have to be a storyteller, right? You have to be able to form a relationship with your audience in a way that allows them to recognize kind of what it is about you as an artist that is authentic and does have integrity that they connect with. It does deepen the connection to the artwork, in my opinion.
Absolutely. I mean, you're getting into some universal marketing truths, some modern marketing truths there, because it is all about the why. I mean, that's a pretty common statement, but you know, really what that looks like is you starting with your story, like Jeff said. I mean, storytelling is huge these days. So, man, if you can just get out there, be true to yourself, create the art that you want, and tell the story of where you came from and where your art comes from, or just the story of your artwork and what that piece means and where it came from. You know, if you can do those things, and you can with social media now these days, even just Facebook and Instagram. If you can start simply and create a following or get followers and get people to interact and interact with them on your brand, you know, that's really the ground. That's really where you're going to lay the groundwork for being successful when it comes time to monetize your art, because you can't start at the end. These days, you can't just go out there and ask for money and ask for sales because people are really sensitive to that. And anyway, I know that's not your goal here. So start simply, man. You know, if you guys want to get a start, just take the tips that we've talked about in this podcast because they're really important, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think that just to add to that, what I would say is that, you know, connection is why artists do what they do. And again, I'm being broadly general here, but as an artist, connection is why I do what I do. Let me put it that way. I am an artist so I can connect with and have a relationship with my audience and with people who resonate with what I do. And so coming back to telling the stories, right? So I don't necessarily, you know, tell a story of every little doodle sphere piece that I do or tell the story of every painting that I do. But what I have been doing, anybody who's followed me over the last year will know, is that I have been going over to our little open mic every month, and I have been making myself vulnerable in a different way as an artist and getting up there and doing my poetry and performing pieces that are meaningful to me. And in a way, so that does kind of accomplish that, in my opinion. It kind of accomplishes this this way to connect with my audience and the people who know what I do, but can kind of get behind it a little further, right? Get a little deeper into who I am, the why of what I do, more by listening to me recite my poems or put things out there in a way that is a lot different than what my visual art is. Although I think anybody who would listen to my poems and look at my art would see also how they relate to each other too. So,
nice.
Yeah.
You know, I think personally that a lot of artists will agree that their work is very personal to them, that their story is unique and interesting. And, you know, why would you paint and create if that wasn't the case? You know, there's something inside that you, and there's something inside you that needs to get out. And I suggest, you know, letting it go out in ways that are comfortable and not comfortable with you. Because at the end of the day, when you're creating art and you get stuck in your rut and you're just painting or you're drawing or you're sculpting or whatever medium you're using, that's not enough to really create the type of brand that we're talking about, create the type of buzz and excitement that we're talking about. And, you know, you need to be putting yourself out there and growing as a person and as an artist, like Jeff is saying, to really bring it all full circle. And that's what gets you noticed out there. And I think that's where your quality of life as an artist will begin to improve, of course, monetarily as well. So,
yeah, what I would say to add to that and just kind of echo that again is this, is that to be an artist, if you're going to take on that you are an artist, unquestionably, and especially if you're going to be an artist that is going to try and monetize your art, but even if not, there is an element of risk and vulnerability that comes with expression and creativity, self-expression. And so there always has to be this part of that, and especially if you're going to, again, put it into the marketplace, that you have to overcome a fear of failure, of not selling what you thought you want, you know, as much as you thought you could, or, you know, it didn't turn out the way you thought it was going to, or, you know, you just, for whatever reason, you know, you took that risk, you made yourself vulnerable, and for whatever reason, you got hurt by it instead of being empowered by it. And again, I would say that perseverance and determination are synonymous with being an artist. As an artist, I've done all kinds of things that I've felt like were not really that successful. But I didn't stop there. I kept going. I kept going with my ideas. I had to retool my ideas. I had to rethink my idea. I had to re-execute my idea. I've had to do that over and over and over in my life as an artist. And every time, you know, there is a level of vulnerability and a level of risk that you take. And in a way, when you become successful and better known, that vulnerability and that risk actually increases because the expectations of your audience also increase. And so when people, you know, see you as an artist, you know, there's an expectation that comes with that. And no matter what you do, There's going to be some people who liked what you did before better, or, you know, liked this better than what you're doing now, or whatever, right? There's going to be the naysayers out there. There's going to be the peanut gallery out there that's going to take your vulnerability and the risk that you're doing, and they're going to use it against you for whatever reason. As an artist, you have to be strong. You know, you have to be strong in your own capacity to recognize that your self-expression is unique in the world and is valuable and deserves to be out there. And if you feel good about it, ultimately, that's the only thing that matters, even if you never sell it. I mean, there's all kinds of pieces, well, not all kinds, but there is certainly a notable number of pieces that I have invested in to some degree beyond just creating it to bring it to market and to actually try and sell it. And I've never sold one of that piece or whatever, right? There's a bunch of that. You know, part of it depends on how much you're putting out there and who you're actually trying to actively reach. And part of it depends on how marketable your piece is. And let's face it, there are just some art out there where the target market is going to be very, very small. Mm-hmm. And so it might take you a while to find that person who falls in love with that piece. It doesn't mean that it's any less valuable. I would just say that. Mm-hmm. The amount of risk and vulnerability that went into that gives it value. And so any artist out there who's feeling discouraged, what I would say is be true to yourself. That's really what matters. And how other people receive what you're doing, yeah, you can take that for what it's worth, but that doesn't really determine its value, right? So much in this country revolves around capitalism. But so much of what has value has nothing to do with that. And as artists, I think the artists are the ones that can really recognize that about as well as anybody.
Cool, man. I mean, so let's wrap it up at this point. I think we've really covered a lot of the actionable points of that, because there's so much about marketing that is that should and can be learned. But at the end of the day, just be true to yourself, like Jeff says, you know, because without you, the brand will die. You know, without your inspiration, your artwork won't be inspired. So if you guys haven't, if you're new to the brand, if you're new to Root Concepts and you've never been to the website before, you can go there at neverbetter.com and check out the Doodle Sphere specifically, as we mentioned in the beginning of the podcast there. It's in the left column. You know, we've got all the stickers and all the designs, but further down is what Jeff's talking about, where, you know, there's art in there that isn't necessarily as marketable as other art on the website. So,
but no less valuable. Let's just put it that way, right? My meditations in the Doodle Sphere, I love them, and I love to share them, and I would love to sell them, right? But, you know, how much or little it sells, again, right, is one of those things that, you know, for me, just one last quick thing about the Doodle Sphere is that, you know, how I have such a collection of pieces of the Doodle Sphere is that I committed to myself as an artist to do art every single day. And for me, it's just a great meditation. And it turns out to be something that, you know, is kind of interesting. So my final note on that would be, if you're an artist out there, if you call yourself an artist, that means that you are doing art actively. Stick with that at the very least. It's really, really easy to get bogged down in all of the marketing and sales and all of the bookkeeping and all of these other peripheral things, you know, that really don't have much to being, don't have much connection to being an artist, but are part of marketing art. But if you're not actually doing art, then what are you doing? If you're an artist, dedicate yourself to your art and you will notice a lot of other things falling in place after that.
Thank you so much for listening and being a part of what we're doing here at Root Concepts. If you were inspired by what you heard, click the link in the show notes and enter your information so we can send you more great messages like the one you just heard. Until next time, this is Jeff Daverman signing off. Thank you for listening. Peace.